Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, are demanding answers, too. The high school gymnasium there was packed Wednesday night. Hundreds of people showed up to ask officials whether they're safe in their homes after the fires and explosion that released numerous toxic chemicals after the train derailment. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant was there. Julie, what was the atmosphere like at the meeting?
Residents poured into the gym for what started as kind of an open house. There were tables set up around the floor. The U.S. EPA, the Ohio EPA, the State Division of Wildlife, the County Health Department. But after a short time, people pushed back. They wanted more of a town hall meeting so everyone could get the same information. And then the meeting shifted. Residents all moved toward the bleachers and started yelling out their questions one by one to officials. There was a lot of emotion in the room, in large part because Norfolk Southern, the rail operator, did not show up. East Palestine Mayor Trent Conaway was surrounded by media at one point. Cameras and microphones, including ours, were pointing at him from all sides. He said the company feared for the safety of its employees because there was so much anger against them. Conaway says people are also blaming him for this horrible incident, and it's not his fault.
Yes, harmful chemicals went in the air. I am truly sorry, but that is the only option we had. If we didn't do that, then they were going to blow up and we were going to throw shrapnel all across this town.
Now he says he just wants people to feel safe.
People keep forgetting, I'm a local politician. I live in this town. I don't live somewhere else. I live in East Palestine. I live two blocks from the train tracks.
And he reminded people that he also wants Norfolk Southern held responsible.
They screwed up our town. They're going to fix it.
What were some of the main questions that residents had?
Well, a lot of people are still very concerned about the air quality. Regulators and Norfolk Southern have been telling the community that the air is safe, and yet there's a strong odor. For me, when I was there, I felt a burning on my tongue and in my nasal passages. So people questioned whether they could trust the air monitoring results. One young boy asked if it was safe to play outside when there's such a strong smell in the air. Someone rephrased his question so regulators could hear it.
Let's get somebody from the EPA. Tell these kids what they're smelling and what, where, why they either should or should not be worried about that. This is the right guy.
James Justice of the U.S. EPA responded, blaming the chemical butyl acrylate for the smell. He said that chemical can linger for a long time without causing any health effects. And I should mention earlier he had blamed the same chemical for the death of 3,500 fish in nearby waterways. People also had questions about monitoring of their drinking water wells and about how to get assistance if they live outside the evacuation zone.
Did people feel like they were getting the answers they needed?
Well, some people stayed to the bitter end of the meeting, more than 2 hours, and were able to talk directly with the regulators and officials. But most people left midway through, like Rebecca Diltz.
I feel like they're just saying the same stuff and they're not really giving any new information to anybody.
She wanted to hear from Norfolk Southern about what to expect next, and she wanted more information about water safety, soil testing, and air quality. Her family lives 1.8 miles from the site and returned home the evening the evacuation order was lifted. The next morning, her daughter woke up with what she called chemical pink eye.
Both of her eyes were swollen, and then they were bloodshot. And they were swollen all the way down to past her cheeks. And then whenever I took her to the doctor and explained the situation, she actually had to call another pediatric eye doctor because she wasn't sure how to treat it.
Another parent, Jamie Urban, has not returned to her home, which is within the one-mile evacuation zone.
But me and my kids have been living out of a cabin. I'm in the one-mile radius, and I refuse to bring them back because I know there's something wrong.
She doesn't trust the air test results because some of it has been done by a Norfolk Southern contractor. And she says her 5-year-old has developed an eczema-type rash that he's never had before. She blames the pollution, but was told it was because he had gone swimming.
I'm moving. I literally have to move. I have to wait to get the funds together and relocate.
So what's next for people there?
So one of the final questions asked by a woman at the meeting, how will we ensure this never happens again? And Kara, no one stepped forward to answer her. There's been a question here for many people. Why has the federal government not gotten involved? But now that seems to be happening with a visit from the EPA administrator and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, who spoke with the White House requesting assistance. I guess I'll also mention that the president of Norfolk Southern, Alan Shaw, wrote a letter to the community of East Palestine promising that the company will not walk away from this situation. Meanwhile, a number of citizens and businesses have filed lawsuits against the company.
Okay, thanks so much, Julie.
You're welcome.
There's more reporting about the derailment from the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant and our news partners at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.